Okay, Dave. Once again, we want you to exercise the forward steering procedure here.
Okay. You want to try it first, just the way it was, and then we'll try the circuit breaker, right?
Roger. The forward steering switch should be at bus Charlie, and the forward steering circuit breaker should be finally closed, and then attempt forward steering.
You know what I bet you did last night, Joe? You let some of those Marshall guys come up here and fix it, didn't you?
They've been working, that's for sure.
It works, Dave? Yes, sir. It's working, my friend. Beautiful.
A lot of smiles on that one, Dave. We might as well use it today.
Well, Boeing has a secret booster somewhere to take care of their rover. Oh, that's so much better. The nav site, and I'll reset here, and I'll give you the readings.
Roger, Dave, standing by.
Okay, as a matter of fact, to make sure we're balanced, hop off. Okay, roll is one to the left. Recycled to zero, and the heading on there now is 305. And the sun shadow device is about, a half to one to the right.
Roger, Dave, and when you're ready, you can start torquing towards 285, and we'll modify that in a minute.
Okay. Okay, you want to hop on, Jim, see if you can get it.
I was going to adjust the camera's all adjusted.
We wanted 12 frames per second.
Jim, while you're climbing on there, we're going to want you to start out towards course 160 for a distance of 1.9 clicks towards checkpoint number one. Dave, your torquing angle exactly 283. Over.
Okay, 283, Joe. Can you get your seatbelt, Jim?
I'll try it right now.
Huh? Get it over, up and over the pocket. Let me have it here, man. There, now, but you can get it.
Rover, did you copy 283 heading, and we're standing by for total nav readouts before you depart the station.
Okay, Joe, we'll park at 283. We're reading about 284 now. Bearing distance and range, of course, are zero. Amps are 100, 108, 68, 7-8, and motor temps forward and rear are
still low.
Roger, Jim, copy. And the motor temps are normal.
Okay, you're going to park the 283, dude. We need to just hold on. That darn cannon plug again down there. You want me to hold it? Short it? No. You have to get off and unhook this thing every time. That's bad because every time you bend over like that, you put strain on that UV antenna, plus antenna.
Oh, do I really?
That bumps against this.
Oh, it's low diesel.
Okay. There we go. Okay, my seatbelt's on. Your seatbelt on?
Yes, sir.
Roger, and we're marking. We want you to proceed towards checkpoint number 1. Your general heading is 160 at 1.9 clicks, and this may take you down between Salute and Index Craters.
Okay. Okay, 160. I'd like to go down here and see those just for drill.
Roger, Dave, no one should come to Hadley Rill without seeing Index Crater, and we'll try to keep you posted and when you're coming up on that.
Okay, all right. Joe, I'm going to start the camera here. Will you keep track of it? I'm on 12 frames per second.
Roger, Jim, we're marking it now. Thank you.
Why don't you hold off for a while, Jim? Okay.
Never mind.
Hold off. Let me
Roger.
Get away here. Okay. Enjoy it. The steering's a new task, Joe. It's really responsive now. I guess I got pretty used to a quiet steering, and this thing really turns.
Roger, Dave. We don't want it to be too easy for you.
We can always disengage the rail from rear steering. Yeah, I get used to it. It's just a matter of getting used to. Okay, on our left now we have a very large subdued crater. I'd estimate 400 or 500 meters across. It has a crater of about 25 meters on its eastern inner wall, about halfway to the bottom. And on that smaller crater, there's some rock exposed. Looks like some bedrock exposed in that particular crater.
Come on, hold up here.
You want to disengage rear steering, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, we're stopping, Joe.
Just a minute.
Okay, Jim, stopping.
Okay. Try it that way.
Okay, we're moving again.
Roger, and your description is remarkably similar to Index. Perhaps you're looking at Index Crater.
I guess it's the largest crater that I've seen, Joe.
Roger, we'll reserve judgment on that, but keep describing, please. Sounds great.
Okay, we're heading 155, and at our 1 o'clock position, there's a doublet. I think it's a doublet we drove across yesterday. I'll tell you in a moment when we see our tracks. Do you want to talk, Dave?
I just want to tell him I turned off the rear steering. See how she works with the front. It's really a lot better. The double Ackerman's a little too responsive when you have the lack of traction. especially on the slopes.
Roger, Dave. Copy that. Why don't we save the double Ackerman for the rougher terrain later on?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, Joe, I mentioned those. It's really a triplet arrangement here that we just passed on our right. I did not see our track.
Roger.
We're definitely east of our track from yesterday.
Roger, we agree.
We're heading 170.
Okay, Jim, and you may very well be coming up on our bike crater.
I think so, Joe.
Yeah.
I think so. There's a fairly freshman here with the angular blocks on the rim.
Roger, give us the size on the largest, please.
Yeah, I see it.
Ahoy, ahoy. Yes, the largest ones, I would estimate 2 or 3 feet, angular. There's one on the southeast rim that has a flat top. In fact, it looks like a rectangular block.